They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, CarolinaFreshFarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Dealing with addiction and don't know where to turn? At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we are dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Friday night, the Clemson Tigers head north to take on Syracuse in the Carrier Dome, which is always a tough place to play. And on a short week, the Tigers are looking to come back home with a win. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Get all our college football coverage right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Fall is here, and Elkmont Trading Company is ready with tons of new fall arrivals and unique game day have-to-have items. So when in Clemson, make Elkmont your first stop. Featuring fashionable women's clothing and jewelry, men's lifestyle wear, home goods, outdoor gear, and shoes from popular brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, Own Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, Costa Sunglasses, and more. There's truly something for everyone at Elkmont. Is Clemson out of the way? Then visit Elkmont's convenient Powdersville location just minutes from Greenville or shop online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Feeling hungry or thirsty? Then come in and have a pint of ice-cold craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant in Clemson. Elkmont is at the 93 exit on 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville on Highway 153. Remember, folks, go Tigers!
Listen to high school football on The Roar, Friday night, hosted by Kwok and Danelle Clark, and participate in the high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. It's sponsored by Clemson Allstate agency Stephen Fisher in Patrick Square, Allstate. Are you in good hands?
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming on your back.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. I'll get to Tallahassee Todd in 1 second. Mr. Anoffender writes, Walt, please tell or explain to Vol Nation that no one calls Knoxville Knox Vegas ever. Pepe Hollis is not sure if you talked about the Braves today. Just started listening, only giving up 2 runs in 3 games. Any thoughts moving forward? Thanks. Always enjoy the show. Thank you, Pep. Look, I think the Braves are playing well, and the Brewers are not dynamic offensively. And it's a pretty comfortable matchup, I think, for the Braves. So far, so good. You know, it's probably going to go the distance, but it's a series the Braves can absolutely win. I still, you know, I mentioned this at the beginning, before game one, so I think I'm entitled to say it now. I still think the Braves should have gone with Fried in game one. He's your most talented pitcher. I said that then. I think he proved that when he went out in game two and stoned the Brewers. And you could have brought him back. And I think that again, this is Snitker's desire to go with a more experienced player. That backfired on him previously. It may not hurt him this time, given how the Braves have rebounded, but I still don't think it was the right decision. I think the right decision was still Fried. I said that on the show last Thursday, and I think that's been proven to be the case. So, you know, that's the one thing. You know, how far can you go? Look, at the end of the day, the Dodgers or Giants are representing the National League, and because they're just elite teams. You know, and, you know, the Braves come back next year. You get Acuna back, and maybe you are the team. Maybe you are the team. But the Brewers are certainly reachable. And I think we've seen that already. Blake in Liberty says, Walt, what do you think about Kenny Pickens being the overall best quarterback in the country? Pitt will be a big challenge for Clemson. Well, I don't know that he's the overall best quarterback in the country, but I think he's in the conversation, and I think he's in the Heisman running. And right now, I can't imagine Clemson scored enough points to beat Pittsburgh. I just, you know, again, the offense is going to have to get significantly better. And that's an incremental thing to me. And you're going up against a Pittsburgh team that has been scoring touchdowns at will. And furthermore, I'm still concerned about what I saw in the Boston College game from the secondary. Flowers was open all night, and Grossell just couldn't hit him. Pickett's not going to miss those throws. That worries me. But I'm worried about Syracuse before we get to Pittsburgh. Syracuse worries me. In part because Dino Babers coaches up against Clemson. He coaches down against everybody else. I mean, Dino Babers and Justin Fuente should be fired yesterday. I want to get to that in a little bit. Let me get Todd in here. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, how are you?
Oh! Woo, baby! It feels good to be back where we belong, baby. Woo! It feels real good. I'm ready to go, brother. I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Todd.
I'm excited. Walt.
Yeah, your Noles with an impossible win, and then your Dallas Cowboys just keep marching along.
Oh, well, I tell you, it feels good to be back on top where we belong. Because we've been down for so long. The sun has got to shine on somebody's time, Paul. And why not beat Dallas and Florida State? So I'm living the life, brother. I'm living the dream.
You are living the dream, Todd.
Man, well, I tell you. And see, I didn't make it to the game. Because my mom, she kind of had to go to the hospital, but that's why I called up there and called the Cowboys headquarters, and I talked to Jerry personally. And he said, "Know what, Todd? Don't worry about it. We got this." Walt, they showed up and showed out.
Well, I hope your mom hope your mom's doing all right, Todd.
She's all right. She had her sugar went up a little bit, okay. So she's back home resting.
Good,
so
good,
I'm thankful that she's still living, but I am so. And dudes, I didn't make that trip, but I had to take care of first thing first.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations.
So excited,
yeah, huge win at North Carolina as the Tar Heel season continues to fall apart. And yeah, your Cowboys are playing about as well as anybody in the NFL right now.
Guess what? Well, I'm gonna take it off the air because I gotta head home and I gotta get some chicken cooking. I got my chicken gotta cook for me. You know, Mrs. Todd don't make the wait long, but I think Georgia is short lived. I think they're short lived. They haven't played an offense that has a pulse. They're short lived. You think Bama gonna Saint Nick wasn't happy, but Christmas is gonna come early again. If Georgia get complacent, it's easy to get back to number one, but you gotta contain that. Complacency will kill the team. If they don't watch out, the least Saturday, you can get beat on any given Saturday. Now take it out the L.
Thank you, Walt. Well, you know, look, Georgia had an extremely favorable schedule before the year, and everyone knew that. Well, you know, they're enjoying that schedule right now. Again, could they be the best team? Maybe. But I'm not granting them anything yet because I still think it's going to require offense at the end. Now, again, some of these other teams don't have the luxury of Georgia's schedule. And, you know, Ohio State's remaining schedule is absolutely brutal. You know, can they get through it? Can anybody survive the remaining Big Ten schedules? Now, again, Iowa has a much more cozy schedule. They'll still ultimately have to beat the champion from the other side. But Iowa's schedule, much more comfortable and cozy. I want to get to Coastal Carolina in a few minutes, too. Matt, brother of Joe. By the way, Matt, brother of Joe. Joe, brother of Matt, called earlier. Just let you know. Just thought I'd let you know that.
I need to continue my tradition of calling him and telling him nobody cared about his opinion. But. That's what I always do when I hear him on the radio. So, with the Texas A&M or Alabama losing to Texas A&M, do you think Mississippi State can exploit a lot of those weaknesses that we saw on Saturday on the passing game? It seems like Mississippi State might have a better rush defense than Texas A&M, but I'm not sure about a pass defense.
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, you know, there might be something to that, Matt. I mean, Alabama was clearly vulnerable to Calzada in the passing game. Now, A&M does have weapons. Weidemeyer is one of the best tight ends of the country. The Smith kid has blazing speed. Obviously, Isaiah Spiller at tailback. They have, although they didn't run the ball particularly well against Alabama. But the question is, can Alabama stop a passing game? And you're right when you say Mississippi State's actually been very good against the run. They have.
And another game just to highlight with Kentucky. If he goes 10 wins or 11 wins this year, if that coach doesn't leave, that'd be a crazy situation. Year in, year out now, he's building Kentucky as a decent team. I think it's going to be closer than people think this weekend. I mean, I think Georgia will win, but I think Kentucky has a chance. But I appreciate it all.
Thank you, Matt. You know, the Kentucky fans are worried about their injuries up front defensively, and I get that. And I think it's going to be a big challenge, but Mark Stoops has done an incredible job. I did pick Kentucky second in the division before the year, which looks like it has each week that passes, seems like the chances of that become more and more likely. But Georgia's a different kind of challenge because Kentucky is still not great offensively. You know, they're still more of a defensive football team. And, you know, are you going to totally stone Georgia the way you stoned LSU? I don't think so, but is the number too high? Yeah, maybe the number is too high. You know, we'll see. By the way, Texas says Bama goes down in Starkville. How about that? You know, hey, look, a team that views themselves national championship contenders off of their first loss. What do we always say? And this Bama team, you know, hey, look, some of the things I thought before the season did not pan out. Iowa State has not been at all what I thought they would be. But I thought that Bama would lose at least two games and that they would not be in the college football playoff. And I still think that. I still think they're not a college football playoff team. I just don't think they're good enough. I thought they had too many losses, and I think that's occurred. And honestly, if it gets to be Georgia and Bama in an SEC title game, I think Georgia will beat them. And that will definitely knock them out, given that you've lost to an unranked team. I mean, and again, you know, we'll see about the whole Starkville thing off of an emotional loss. We'll see. Texas said, Bama will have two losses by season's end. I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah, I think that's the case. We just lost some people. You can get in if you want. Let me tell you about, I want to talk a little bit about, you know what, before I do that, let me take care of some business. And we'll talk a little bit about what Grayson McCall of Coastal Carolina is doing when we get back and what Coastal Carolina is doing again. First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. They use top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. They're your dealership alternative. We believe in our work. We offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand by our services. I'm sorry, who does that? First Class Halt. How about this with an oil change? Wherever you're going now, do they test drive your vehicle before and after? Does a master tech rotate your tires? Come on, we know the answer. The answer is no. Do they even have a master tech wherever you're going now? 3, does a master tech measure your brakes? C2, do they even have a master tech? And obviously the answer is going to be no anyway. And then 4, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering fluids, lights, and so much more. First Class Halt will never do any work you don't need. They will never do any work you don't authorize, and you will know the cost of all work they do in advance. This is First Class Halt. Trust me. Call them, go see them, 2 locations, Anderson and Greenville to serve you. Right now, they have a couple of monthly specials, $15 off any previously recommended work from the prior 12 months from First Class Halt, and $100 off any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. That's a substantial discount. If you don't know whether you're due for a timing belt change, check your owner's manual, find out. If you don't want to find out the hard way, and ruin your engine. So call, go see First Class Halt. Again, Anderson, Greenville, 2 locations to serve you. I promise you'll thank me later. You can get in for the first time all day, 654-7627, 654-7627. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
This is a message for all men. Look, my family doctor said my ED was incurable. There was nothing anyone could do but perform surgery. My wife was supportive. She told me it wasn't important and there were other things we could do, but deep down, I knew she was disappointed. I felt less of a man, less of a husband. I was embarrassed. I heard the ads for the Greenville Men's Clinic, and I thought to myself, how can the doctors at that clinic claim to resolve my erectile dysfunction in 15 minutes or less? So I called, made an appointment, my wife went with me, and let me say, my doctor was wrong. We have regained our intimacy. They can help. No matter your age or your condition, $99 for a doctor consultation and a test dose of the medication can help. Call now. 864-301-1111. 301-1111. 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. But be sure to ask about the incredible Pulse ED, known to increase stamina, sensitivity, and even size.
What do bird dogs and lizards have in common? They're some of the fine eats at the chicken basket. That's right. And the most delicious fried chicken, too. Give us a try or give us a call. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson, 226-3242.
I'm here with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, I've just received a service area reduction letter from my current Medicare Advantage company. What the heck does that mean?
Great question, listener. Unfortunately, in Insurance Ease, this company is trying to communicate to you that the plan you currently have is leaving your service area for 2022. In other words, you have to be rewritten before the end of the year, or you will start 2022 with only original Medicare benefits. Please give us a call today so we can set up a time to meet with you, either publicly or privately, to rewrite you and best meet your individual needs. 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
There you go, listeners. You need to address this serious problem today with Gary at Insurance for Seniors and Disabled at 864-307-8484. You'll thank me later.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Ready to get your home insanely clean for the fall? Zero Res cleans like no other. No harsh chemicals are used and no sticky, soapy residues left behind. Get three rooms of carpet clean for $129 and mention my name, Mickey at the Roar, to get a hallway clean for free. Schedule at zeroresgreenville.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
The City of Clemson invites you and yours to an evening of music, family fun, and outdoor dining experience Tuesday. It's Rock the Block at Patrick Square in Clemson, and you don't want to miss it. It all starts at 5:30 at 160 Patrick Square. Discover great food, music, and games, all in a family-friendly atmosphere. It all happens Tuesday. Rock the Block, presented by the City of Clemson. For more information and details, search Rock the Block Clemson on Facebook. Tuesday, Rock the Block.
Hey, Upstate. October 16th is a Saturday with no Tiger football. So, how about an outdoor event with barbecue pit masters competing for gold, craft beer, family-friendly activities, and live music? It's the Clemson Sunrise Rotary Club's Fall Fundraiser Barbecue Bash. Tickets are only $30, and all proceeds go to nonprofits in the area. Help us to help the Upstate. Get tickets at ClemsonSunriseRotary.org. That's ClemsonSunriseRotary.org. See you October 16th.
Okay, guys, it's football season, and that belly isn't for resting your plate on. It's causing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and IBS. Don't wait. Call the Health Dare. I promise it's easy. There's no lettuce diets, gym workouts, drops, or pills. Yes, you can still tailgate while taking the Health Dare. After football season comes the holidays, so you need to start now getting healthy for the ones you love. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
In the tiny town where I come from, you grew up doing what your daddy done. You don't ask questions, you do it just because.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, where are you watching your sporting events? Because obviously there's no place like Twin Peaks. 80 high definition monitors, no matter where you sit, you have a great view. And then there's, of course, the scenic views, the beautiful women, the 80 high definition monitors, the 29 degree draft beer, the insane selection of mixed drinks. This is all at Twin Peaks. And then, you know, think about all the things they do that from the causes they support, like Pets for Patriots. You drink vino, we donate for veterans. Cupcake Imagery, Seven Deadly, and Clo Wines are proud to support Pets for Patriots in connecting military veterans with shelter animals. So at Twin Peaks, every time we serve the last pour of these wine bottles, a donation is made to Pets for Patriots. Great cause. So get to Twin Peaks in Greenville and support that cause. And you know, here's the other thing. For all your sporting events, UFC, boxing, MLB playoffs, NFL, college football, basketball will be starting soon. Where else are you going to watch but the Twin Peaks? It's all Twin Peaks. And they always are adjusting the menu. They've added a bunch of new things to the menu, including two insanely good meatball selections. There's a meatball sub. They make their own all-beef meatballs. They make the marinara. They make the fresh mozzarella. Are you kidding me? This is all Twin Peaks. All Twin Peaks all the time. Get there. You will thank me later. Texas said, hey, Walt, Ross here. I'm starting to think that it's going to be Buffalo and the Chargers in the AFC Championship game. Am I off base on that? Thanks, bud. No. No. In fact, I've had other Bills fans write me today, too, talking about the Bills. No, look, I think the Bills and Chargers are a very viable combination. I think Cleveland is still going to factor in it because they just run the ball so well. Baker Mayfield needs to play better. He's dealing with a little bit of a shoulder, but that team runs the ball so physically. You know, their offensive line is terrific. I still think they're a factor. I think the Chiefs are finished. I really do. I thought this before the year, and I've not seen anything to change my mind. I just don't think they're very good. And the defense is not good. Patrick Mahomes has not been sharp. And there are other games they're going to play in Arrowhead that they're going to lose. They're going to lose to Green Bay. They're going to lose to Dallas. Dallas is going to whoop them. I mean, they're not good enough to beat those teams. And even at Arrowhead, they're not good enough. I just don't think they are. You know, and then you talk about the division battles where you know the Raiders are going to beat them once, unless the Raiders quit on Gruden based on, you know, the things that he allegedly said a decade ago. I don't know if that's what happened this week. I don't know if that team quit on him. I don't know. But assuming they continue to play, the Raiders are going to beat them once. The Chargers already beat them in Arrowhead. So, you know, it'd be crazy to think the Chargers can't beat them at home. I think the Chiefs are in major, major trouble. And yeah, I mean, I think that those two quarterbacks, Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, are the two best young quarterbacks in the game, as we've said. And, you know, and by the way, I've been saying the Herbert over Mahomes thing for a long period of time now. Trucker James. James, how are you, James?
Hey. Oh, man, I'm out here just enjoying the road a little bit. that's the Lord forgive me for lying. But anyhow, sorry. Yeah, these people drive interesting, but we're going to leave that alone. cell phone, goodness.
Yeah.
But I was watching South Carolina. I was just wondering. Last year, they had a decent running game. This year, they look hideous almost.
Yeah.
And you think Luke Doty's just not good? Is it the coordinator? I mean, the team should be a tad improved better on the offense, especially everybody returning, you know, based on the offensive line. And I'm thinking, good gracious, y'all think this is awful, you know?
Yeah,
they looking like they can't beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Look, the offensive line play has not been good, and the running game, you know, the running game just hasn't gotten going. I still think there's hope for that, but I think it has to involve Doty as well. And Doty shows some signs of getting better at the quarterback position. Obviously, you know, you sort of got, you know, run up on Saturday, but But, you know, and you had a few chances. I mean, I have no idea what you're doing, taking the ball out of your quarterback's hands at the goal line. You know, you have the ball on the 1 yard line. Run the stupid ball. I mean, I am so tired of these teams putting the ball in the hands of non-quarterbacks near the goal line. You don't get extra points. Yes. You don't get extra points for your little trick plays. You don't. And invariably, mm-hmm. they blow up on you. You know, there's a reason a guy plays quarterback. I've seen it over and over this year. I mean, just so ridiculous. And South Carolina fell victim to that on Saturday. Look, you weren't going to win anyway. But you know, when you have chances to stay connected and in the game, you have to take advantage of them. Quarterbacks throw, running backs run, wide receivers catch. There's a basic rule of thumb to go by.
True. At one point, I said, well, at least we'll go out here with our head held halfway up, and we could have kept it around 38. But then we go for some crazy play and let them score. I go, oh, great, you know. Oh, great. What I'm going to do is carry out my side count. We were looking halfway decent last year. I just need to put this on Romy sale. Nobody won't buy it, so I won't do that. So what do you think about Dallas? Dallas is playing pretty good ball. I will give it to them. They're playing pretty good ball.
Great. They're playing incredibly well. I mean, look, at the end of this process, I still think Tampa's going to the Super Bowl, but Dallas is, honestly, Dallas maybe scares me more than any other team in that regard, because I think what's really – Dallas's offense was a given as long as Dak Prescott stayed healthy and if Zeke Elliott was in shape, mm-hmm. which he is. But the defense was the question, and the defense has answered all questions. The defense is playing light years better than they've played recently. And if you combine any sort of defense with that offense, you know, that's going to be tough.
Well, Walt, I appreciate it. Now, let me ask you, do you see South Carolina going back to them? I hate to bring them back up. How many wins you see in this program? How many wins?
Well,
I'd ask how many losses. What would I think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, James. I mean, this season was going to be a challenge for Shane Beamer to begin with. And, you know, and look, to be honest, you know, I said this then, James, and I'm still saying it now. I think you made a mistake. I think you should have hired Jamie Chadwell and his whole staff, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. and I think things would look quite different at South Carolina right now.
Yes, because sometimes with Shane, he get. I'm not criticizing the young man, but you know, he said, you know, we are pretty good this, we're pretty good that. I said, is he watching the same thing I'm looking at? Yep. What Shane been smoking? I'm playing. I'm playing. Let me stop there. But yeah, Juan, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Trucker James. Thank you, Trucker James. You know, it's funny, Ramona. I'll try and get this in a little bit, but let me just talk about Coastal Carolina for a minute. And by the way, Ed wants us to be reminded not to forget about his Arizona Cardinals, and we won't. Badger Mike says KC won't lose to Green Bay and KC. Yeah, they will. They're not very good. Their defense is pretty much horrible. And Patrick Mahomes is not playing well at all. They've already lost twice at home, Mike. They've lost twice in Arrowhead already. They lost to the Chargers and the Bills, and they should have lost to the Browns. So, no, look, I know, I don't think Green Bay is elite. I don't think they're going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. But are they better than this Kansas City team? I think maybe they are. And Arrowhead is not saving the Chiefs this year. Suddenly, no one cares about Arrowhead. You know, again, the Browns didn't care about Arrowhead. The Browns actually dominated and controlled that game, that season opener. They just made a couple key mistakes late and gifted it away. And then the Chargers went in there and won. And now we saw the Bills go in there and sort of dominate the Chiefs. in Arrowhead. KC Chiefs Chad says, we weren't that good in Arrowhead when we were good. I don't know. It depends. You're talking about your whole history. You're talking about just this team. But look, you were never this challenged in Arrowhead. Never. I mean, you played, what, three games there, and you lost two and should have lost the third? I mean, this team's vulnerable. They're vulnerable, and they're in a tough division where at least two of the teams in the division think that they can beat the Chiefs. That's a problem. It's a problem with the remaining schedule. I looked at the remaining schedule the other day. Again, you know, Chad knows I said this before the year. I felt like the Chiefs might not make the playoffs this year. And I looked at the remaining schedule, and I don't think they're making the playoffs. I just don't. I said it before the year, and I've not seen anything to change my mind. I just don't think they're very good right now. And we want to talk about them like in the past, but this isn't the past. Look, one of the problems is they have Kelce and they have Hill, and Hill is a tiny little target who's still insanely gifted, and both those guys really require double teams. There's not another receiver that scares anybody on that roster right now. I think that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is, as you saw last night, this alleged blueprint for defending Kansas City, which is just play with two deep safeties, which Tampa did in the Super Bowl after trying to play man coverage against the Chiefs during the regular season. And you're seeing that all throughout the world of football now. This is not a Chiefs remedy. It's an everybody remedy. And Patrick Mahomes is not focusing on the little things it takes. It actually looks like he's regressed. In other words, he's always focused on these showboating kind of plays. And right now, he needs to focus on his mechanics and maybe not worry about throwing the ball from 27 different arm angles and or blindly, because he's not accurate right now. He had guys open last night that he just missed, and he missed pretty badly. These throws were not on target at all. He did not play well. He has not played well this year. And he has not looked like Patrick Mahomes. Then you add in the defensive issues. The defense has major issues right now. They're not stopping anybody or anything. I mean, I think the Chiefs at best are like a 9-8 team, and I don't think they're making the playoffs, especially out of that division. I think at best they're a 9-8 team. And they've lost three times now. That'd be five more losses. Pull up the Chiefs schedule, Ramona. We'll take a look at it when we come back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Roto-Rooter for all your plumbing needs. Roto-Rooter does it like nobody in the industry. They've been doing it for almost 100 years. In the upstate, the same family has owned the franchise for over 30 years. I have unsolicited testimonials on Roto-Rooter of the upstate until the end of time. You know, here's the thing. Whatever your plumbing concern is, residential, commercial, big, small, it's all major to you. It's major to Roto-Rooter. They will cover you whether it's a residential or commercial concern. They do it all. They do it better than anybody else, and they have for nearly 100 years. This is Roto-Rooter. That's why everybody tries to copy their surname, tries to copy their trucks, everything, because they want to borrow from that success, from that expertise. But don't get it twisted. There's only one Roto-Rooter. And here's another advantage of Roto-Rooter. Two-thirds of a standard day are not covered by standard plumbing hours. Roto-Rooter covers all 24 hours of every day. Every day, all 365 of them. That's Roto-Rooter. 24/7, 365, a live human being answers your call and directs help on the way to you. 288-7686, 288-7686. Put that number on your refrigerator. If you don't need it now, you will soon. 288-7686. Have it ready when you need it. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break. You can get in if you want.
Melissa here, mother of three from Easley. What I love about Duck Donuts is the variety. My kids love being able to choose their own icing and toppings and then get to watch their donuts being made fresh. Some of our family favorites are cookies and cream, peanut butter paradise, and strawberry confetti.
Julie Terry from Duck Donuts Greenville. Fall is in the air, which means the return of the fall assortment. Indulge in the delicious flavors of our apple cobbler and pumpkin roll donuts, available now through Thanksgiving. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800. Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
If you're looking for designer home furnishings or custom outdoor furniture, your next day trip itinerary should start in Clayton, Georgia at Reeves Home Furnishings. Next, visit the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands, North Carolina for unique art and home decor finds sure to make your neighbors and friends jealous. Come for the day or stay the weekend in Clayton or Highlands and include us in your itinerary. We'd love to meet you. We'll see you soon at the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands and Reeves Home Furnishings in Clayton.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Qualk here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football and baseball, they're all back, and that means it's time to lay down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online sports betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything like live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS, and if you join now, mention WCCP, you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BETUS, so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com.
Fall has finally arrived. Football games, flannels, and that pumpkin spice latte that you spilled on your carpet. Oops. You know who to call. Only Zero Res cleans carpet, upholstery, rugs, and using more patented technology and ZR water. Not harsh chemicals and no sticky soap residues left behind. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129 and mention my name, Mickey, at the Roar for a hallway clean for free. Call 864-558-7300 or visit online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, the right way to clean.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Rob just retweeted this from when I tweeted this on April 11, 2020. Any non-Cincinnati team needing a quarterback that passes on Justin Herbert has made a franchise-killing mistake. Burrow will have some weapons in Cincinnati and play well, but 5 years from now, the best quarterback in this draft will be Justin Herbert. And, you know, and by the way, some of these responses are pretty funny at the time, too. The laugh out louds, the silliness, that kind of stuff. Bruce had asked, would you rank him ahead of Josh Allen from a couple of years ago? I remember you were really high on him. I wrote, I love both guys, Bruce. There are some similarities, although Herbert is much more polished at the same stage. Allen's insanely strong and has the strongest arm I've ever seen. And the answer is always the same. And why we get all these quarterbacks right and the NFL gets them all wrong. And it's this. Frank said, why does Herbert get killed by media and fans? I said, because they evaluate offenses, not quarterbacks. You have to take the quarterback out of his system talent pool and look at his traits. You know, again, Justin Herbert had never played with better than a seventh-round receiver. If he had gone to Alabama or LSU, he would have thrown for 70 touchdown passes a year. People didn't evaluate Herbert. They evaluated the offense. And the offense had no weapons at receiver. None. Again, the guy, let me say this one more time. The guy never played with better than a seventh-round wide receiver. Down in Alabama, they were playing with 4 round one wide receivers on the same friggin' team. And that's how idiots wind up thinking that Tua is better than Herbert. It's because they evaluated 4 round one receivers, not Tua Tagovailoa. The Tua Tagovailoa evaluation was easy. It's what I was calling him, the slant master. The people were saying he has an elite arm. He didn't have an elite arm. He made a living off of throwing slants to round one wide receivers in college. And he was really injury prone, and he's small. And you idiots somehow drafted him above Herbert. And now you're paying the ultimate price. You know, you can't fix stupid. Coastal Carolina. You know, Ramona, don't let me forget to talk about Dino Babers in Syracuse, because this is the opposite of Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina just continues to maul people, and people say, well, they haven't played anybody. Well, I mean, did they play anybody last year when they beat Zach Wilson and BYU? Yeah, I never said that, Texter 383. Never said that. This is the lie, but that's fine. Texter, when you look at what Coastal Carolina is doing, their offensive scheme is better than anybody else's offensive scheme in America. It's not close. Their scheme is so perfectly simple and complex at the same time. And they put so many things on your preparation plate that it makes it all but impossible to defend them. That's why schools from around the country are now going to Coastal Carolina to try and absorb the different elements of that offense. And there's a reason for that. It's without question the most difficult to defend offensive scheme in the country. Honestly, I'm not even sure anyone's close. And And there are even some SEC voices who have acknowledged this in the last year. David Pollack, for one. And it's so obviously true when you watch them. And then individually, they have players who can play. We said before the year, the two best leaders in college football at the quarterback position were Grayson McCall and Desmond Ridder. Tell me who else had that before the year. Grayson McCall and Desmond Ridder as the two best leaders in college football. Oh, by the way, their teams have lost how many games so far? None. And both these guys have stepped up and been incredible. How incredible? Well, how's this? Grayson McCall's quarterback passer efficiency mark, which was at 223 last week, went up to 234 point something after this week's game. Now, look, Arkansas State's defense is not good. It's awful, actually. But that, what Grayson McCall is doing would be impossible to do against air. Understand this. I've said this repeatedly. Six consecutive years, you want to understand how the game is going. Six consecutive years, we have seen all-time NCAA passer efficiency records broken. When Burrow did it 2 years ago, people said his mark would never be broken. I said, yes, it will, the next year. I didn't know who would break it, but I knew it would be broken. Burrow posted a mark of 201. 201. Right. And if you go back and you track the last 6 years, those records on a yearly basis were broken by about, you know, one or a fraction of one. In other words, it barely went up, but it went up. You know, Baker Mayfield broke his own record. Kyler Murray and Tua broke the records. Joe Burrow broke it. Mac Jones broke it. And it went up by like a point or less every year. And Mac Jones completed 77% of his passes last year, and his quarterback passer efficiency mark set the all-time mark, broke Burrow's mark, went to 202, up one from the point before. 202, now the all-time highest NCAA passer efficiency mark in history. Grayson McCall is at 234. 234. He is 32 points higher than Mac Jones was a year ago. Jones completed 77% of his throws. McCall is on pace to shatter the all-time record. And yet, he's not getting any Heisman Trophy love, which he certainly should be. Look, their biggest games are to come, and he's going to do the same thing to those other teams. He's going to do it to App State. He's going to do it to Louisiana. He's going to do it to anybody else on their schedule. Because the kid plays the position flawlessly. And he was made to run that offense. And he doesn't make mistakes. He just doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't put the ball in jeopardy. You know how many interceptions he's thrown this year? One. Grayson McCall has thrown one interception this year. And do you know what happened after he threw the interception? He was ticked off at Jamie Chadwell, the head coach. He did not like the play call. And he thought the play call was responsible for his interception, the lone one he's thrown on the year. He was not happy. That's how competitive he is. He doesn't accept any mistake from anybody, including his coaching staff. Now, Jamie Chadwell, you know, had to settle him down a little and say, hey, listen, that's not the last bad play call I'm going to make. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, basically, we're all human beings, and it'll happen. But the point is that a kid who's a sophomore just doesn't tolerate mistakes. And he doesn't make any as a result. And so he's the most efficient quarterback in NCAA football history by miles. Miles. Now, is he playing with some talent? Yes. Likely the tight end is an NFL tight end, as we've said forever. If you listen to the show, you heard that 2 years ago. Highly the wide receiver is an NFL wide receiver. They have talent at running back. And they're exceptionally well coached. Exceptionally well coached. But what's going on at Coastal Carolina is special. And you have one of the two best leaders in all of college football. And because of it, they're going to win every game they played. It's what we said before the year. I put him seventh in the country. I said, all these people who think they're going to fall apart. I said, how are they going to fall apart? McCall was a frost last year when he did all this, when he beat Zach Wilson. Did people really think they were just going to collapse? Well, I got a newsflash for you. They're not collapsing. And they're going to beat everybody on their schedule because they're so well coached, because the offense is so innovative, and because they have the best leader in college football in Grayson McCall, a guy who just doesn't make mistakes. And he was built to run this offense. And by the way, they're not really having him run the ball this year. He's basically a passer. He is not running the ball anywhere near as much as he did a year ago. This despite the fact he gained 10 pounds in the offseason to be able to better to take the rigors of the run game. Now, this is Grayson McCall as a thrower. And again, many of these games he's coming out early. One series of the second half, etc. You know, he's a little banged up a couple weeks ago with an ankle. But again, the highest quarterback rating in NCAA football history is Mac Jones last year. 202 when he completed 77% of his throws. 202. Grayson McCall is at 234 plus. Wakey, wakey. It's time to start acknowledging what McCall is doing as part of the Heisman consideration. Because there's a very real chance a Coastal Carolina quarterback is going to be invited to the Heisman ceremony, and he should be. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. The Reese family has been doing donuts right since the early 60s in Anderson and Spartanburg. Ramona, do you have any new update specials on, because Krispy Kreme is getting it done on a weekly basis, updating their donuts, especially at this time.
They have lots of Halloween donuts here.
Yes, lots of Halloween donuts.
Yeah, they have one called Abracadabra. Cat Dabra, decorated like a black cat. Bewitched Broomsticks, got a broomstick on it. Enchanted Cauldron.
Yeah.
It looks like a pot.
The bottom line is
chocolate ice with Halloween sprinkles, and it's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, the bottom line is nobody does Halloween like Krispy Kreme. Nobody. Go find out for yourself. And, of course, while you're there, get the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. Get the Oreo Cookie Donut that Ramona favors. Get the Hot Original Glaze that come fresh off the press. Remember, they have all your extravagant coffee drinks without the extravagant prices. Go see them. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson. And up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union.
Hey, Tiger fans. Founders is all in with Clemson. So get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates, higher saving returns, or just great personalized service, Founders has all the products and services of a big bank with a personalized credit union experience. Clemson University students, faculty, staff, and NTA members are eligible for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody. Hope that you had a great weekend. Open weekend for our Clemson football team. And, of course, on Thursday, they'll be heading off to Syracuse, New York for a matchup against the Orange in the Dome on Friday night. Syracuse this past week, they took on Wake Forest, lost in overtime to the Demon Deacs by a final score of 40-37. Now, just taking a look at some of the stats for Syracuse coming into this matchup on Friday evening. Scoring offense-wise, they averaged 31.5 points per game. That's tied for 49th nationally and is 8th in Atlantic Coast Conference play. Their scoring defense is actually pretty good, 24 points per game. That's 64th nationally and 7th overall in the ACC. They do have the number one rushing offense in the entire conference. They average 242.8 yards per game on the ground. That's number one in the ACC, 11th nationally. And their passing offense is okay, 169.2 yards per game, 116th nationally, 14th in the conference. So they're definitely a running football team, which hopefully is good for our Clemson Tigers, because as far as rushing defense is concerned, Clemson only gives up 102.6 yards per game. That is third in the conference and 21st in the country. Should be a good matchup. As always, go Tigers!
The world is turned upside down, and it's hard to make sense of it all. The alpha male is under attack, and people are more worried about pronouns and toxic masculinity. If you want to get that alpha feeling back, get that weight off, and improve your performance, come see us today at Lowcountry Male. We specialize in testosterone replacement and anti-aging. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, and doctor visits. We also offer ED plans, the P-shot, and peptide therapy. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
Everybody ready to hit the road? We want to get to the stadium in plenty of time to set up and tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is backed up again!
You're not missing this game.
Dad, I'm ready to go!
Mom, Chad is splashing around the water.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. My family and I are on the way out the door, and our toilet is backed up.
Even on game day, Roto-Rooter has you covered. Call 288-7686. Game day and every day, touchdown!
Welcome to Mo!